if you're going somewhere and you don't know how much farther you have to go, you might ask what question?
How much farther do we have to go?
If you're pointing out something nearby, what might you say?
There it is, right over there.
If I wanted to know how many times you went to town, I might say how.
How many times I went to town?
Another word, or how.
How?
How often?
How often have you been to town?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do that. You might say, well,
I think I'm going to do this.
The part of your head above your eyes you call your
forehead.
Where did the old-timey storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it, so it would always be handy?
Back his ear.
Which ear is?
This ear, I think. I've seen it like that.
His right ear. If someone's talking to you and they're mumbling so that you can't understand them, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth so you can talk plain. I can understand you.
If someone's eating a piece of chicken and gets a chicken bone stuck right here, what do you call it?
The goozle.
That's a new one on me too. Heard Adam's apple. I guess I've heard that too. Just forgotten it. Alright, if you went to a dentist, he would look at your
teeth.
Alright. If you had a cavity in one, you would say, the dentist has to fill my
cavity.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gum.
Alright, and this part of your hand.
The palm of your hand.
Alright, if someone fixed the hand like this, he would be making a
fist.
And any place where you can bend your leg or arm is called a
joint.
And the upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Alright, and you might say he's got broad
shoulders.
And these two together are my
two hands.
If you might stumble over something in the dark and say you stumble over a box and bruised my
leg.
Right. And this part of your leg,
the shank. Shank bone, what they usually call it.
And this part of your thigh, what do you call that then?
Your hip.
If someone's been sick a while, he's up and about but still isn't well, you might say he still looks a bit
feeble.
Alright. Do you have another word for feeble or sickly?
Look sickly, look bad.
Huh?
Don't look too well.